it's too slow to what they usually drive, it won't be happening either.
Greg, does this require us to buy a bunch more signs? Like 100 or more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Like there's $5,000 in signs.
Sorry?
That's not bad. More than that.
Then you got posts on top of that. Some that maybe not, but there's gonna be a lot of new posts because some of the smaller, like the village, will need posted. So, yeah, it's a lot of money. And now, does it have to be passed right now? Can it be passed after January 1st? Put it in next year's budget? Yes. we could do it that way. But at least we're working on it. It hasn't been shelved or anything like that. So why not have this as a work in progress and then have something by the first of the year in place?
Well, the thing is, if it is in this budget, I don't know if it is or not, it sounds like the construction budget's going to be pretty high next year. So we want to add to next year's budget? Or should we, if it's in our budget now? I mean, purchasing signs. If
yeah, there's a bit in there still left.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty tapped. You know, there's not a lot of extra money. Like, normally my budgets are a little fatter than normal, like you would want, because there's always pet projects throughout the year. This year, because of the bridge, it is a tight budget. There's not a lot of extra wiggle room. So, you know, when something like renting an excavator comes in over my budget, then we got to deal with that throughout the entire budget.
Yeah.
So, and the equipment and coming in over budget, we have to deal with that through the entire budget. So, I mean, those little areas I had, little nest eggs, are slowly getting dwindled away. So, is there a lot of money for an extra $5,000 or $6,000 in size? We'll have to look.
So can we, there's a lot of changes needs to be made. So
not as that many, but some.
No,
yeah.
But I'm thinking for like to get it to go a little bit longer, if you defer this, come back again with the corrections or, you know, the different things, and then do the first and second reading, and then maybe too you'll have more input from the public, and then have your third reading closer to January. Like it's only November. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been deferred once.
Yeah.
Okay, and then if you want to defer it again, that's fine. But the public's not getting any information on this, really. It's in the package, but I don't know how many actually open up the package and read this.
Right.
So I think advertising in some way, you're right, to let the public know that they're about to be changed at some
point. So if you do the first and second reading, then people should...
Yeah, then they'll pay attention.
So you don't have to do the third reading at the next meeting?
No.
Right.
No, not at the next meeting,
yeah.
No, you can leave
that
as long as you...
Even that would work.
Yeah, that gets the thing in the books and people can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an idea. Just while we're making some changes here, it's still on the 40, it's Chase Island Road. I think we talked about this before. You've got it going south to Moffat Road, and yet, to me, Chase Island Road was right through into almost Park Avenue, or Park Drive, whatever it's called there. I don't see anything on Tate's Island Road from Moffat Road in until you get to Manitou. And my understanding of Tate's Island is that it covered the causeway as well?
It goes all the way across the causeway.
Yeah.
To the far side of the causeway.
Right.
Yeah.
So just the boundary thing. Now, Councillor Haskin talked about the 40 kilometers, I think, in part of Broadbent. Right now, it's looking at 50 all the way through Broadbent. Is that okay, or is that, you were talking about one area built up, should be slower?
Well, you know what, right now people seem to be driving pretty sensibly through it, so we could try the 50. As long as they don't think they should drive the 70, if it's 50, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So, people seem good. I rather see it from McCord's Road to Dickinson at least the 40, but we could do the 50 and see what happens, unless others feel that that's maybe what it should be.
So what do you want to do? Just put this out to the public and let, you know what I mean? We should have a lot of input yet before we make any decisions. Because there you go, right there, right? You know what I mean? There's that area. There's quite a few different areas throughout the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we should maybe have your first and second reading, put it out to the public,
right,
and then see if there's any changes that can be made for the third one.
Yeah, I think it has to go out that way with at least a couple of readings.
Yeah, I'm fine with it going out this way.
With
after
the
two
amendments that you've suggested tonight, and then we'll go with that.
Well, I have no problem in with putting it out like this, the way it is.
Yeah,
with
and
no
then
changes,
just ask for comments.
And then ask for comments, and then we go from there. And that way it gets it out there so people can see
sure.
it.
Sure.
And, to get people's interest, like you say, until the signs go up, they probably won't pay an awful lot of attention. But you can't go and survey each area either. You know, what do you want the speed limit here? Because I mean, people in certain roads wanted a certain speed. Not everybody will agree. So I think just it has to be an informed public, and they have to inform themselves, I guess, of what's going on. We can't go and knock on doors and say that this is what we're doing. So I would think two readings and then just leave it the way it is, and then they can comment. If that's okay.
When this has been done in the past, did you get a lot of feedback?
Well, actually, what happened before, I think, and I had to point it out to the clerk at the time, because new signs went up, but there was no bylaw that went with it. So that could be a dangerous precedent.
Yeah.
And can you actually enforce that speed limit?
Yeah.
Nothing to turn. So I think some of those signs came down. They went from a 40 to a 50, and then they came back to a 40. And so I think this way we're doing it properly. But not, I don't remember too much feedback from anybody, except people in certain roads saying people are driving too fast in here. But what do you do? And then the number of signs, too, I guess. You mentioned you put them at the beginning of subdivision.
Depends how long the road is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, if a road's a kilometer long and you put a sign at the beginning of the road, I would hope they would remember 500 meters down the road what speed limit was. I mean, you can put too many signs up. Like, you know, Tate's Island.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of signs. And they still complain that they want more signs up. You can only put so many signs up, right?
Yeah. I think on the whole, you're right. We should just publish this as is and look for comments and feedback, right? So.
Okay, so we got resolution 23-640, moved by Councillor Zulang, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of Teller hereby give bylaw number 2023-66, being a bylaw to regulate the speed of motor vehicles on certain highways within the municipality, of first and second reading. And discussion. That number, that's from way back when, right? Because 66, we're well past that. So that's a previous number that's stuck with it? Okay, good. All the questions then? All in favor? None opposed? Carried. We have unfinished business, new business. Was there anything more? Yes, Councillor Craig.
New business.
Okay.
So, received a notice recently that the next pool board meeting is October the 11th. Or October the 11th. And anyways, I think that, you know, at the last council meeting, we passed the resolution that Councillor Zulak be the primary and I be the secondary, or what was the word I used
alternate.
There? Alternate board member. And I believe that because you've been being part of that board, you know, since the beginning of this term of council, that you'd be more effective as the alternate on that board. So I just want to bring it forward that if we can have this resolution changed so that the only, you know, if Debbie wants to continue to be the primary, but as the alternate, I think that Mayor Moore would be more effective as the alternate council rep on that board.
Well, I don't know, Councillor Azul, I can speak to the alternate. Is there much to do as the alternate?
No, we just basically are, you watch it.
But you've never commented.
No, you can't comment. You're involved in on the closed sessions and the regular session, but you're not allowed to comment on anything.
You can't keep your camera on, so it's just your name up there. And my only suggestion would be that since we've just done this, and it gives maybe some insight to what goes on there, and there's no obligation on your part at this point, most obligation would be on Councillor Zulak's part,
mm-hmm.
To join in and to see what it's like for a month, one meeting, just to see, because anything that's discussed and closed can come back to this council anyway. And rather than jump around, I think we made a point, certainly, Saturday at a meeting that I wasn't speaking on behalf of the Joint Municipal Services Board. I was speaking as the mayor. So I'm thinking here we keep it in place for a month, October, see what information comes forward, and we'll work on a resolution at some point in time. But maybe the October 11th one will be very enlightening, and that can come back to council as a whole anyway, so I'll still be part of it. I'm just thinking you would get some insight being in there. You've got access, I think, through the computer, right? You could sit into a meeting, listen in.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're getting the information now. It's going to you, I think, so the notice. It will come, the agenda and everything. I'm just thinking for one meeting to try it, and then we can discuss maybe moving things around. I think Councillor Ryland, too, had some concerns he'd sent out there about the...
Mm-hmm.
Municipal Services Board and the meeting that you unfortunately missed, and the things that were said there, but there is the recording, certainly you can listen to and
sure.
And what was said there, but you have some suggestions maybe even for the members to take
sure.
back to that committee, so
for sure. No
problem. Do you have any suggestions of what they should be doing, because we still don't have the information that we require, and I don't know how long it's going to take or what it's going to take to get that information. It seems to be in the hands of a few who work on negotiations, I guess, but it doesn't come back to, and the public's certainly kept in the dark while they negotiate. But you had some suggestions. So.
I don't recall what they are off the top of my head. I can go back and look at the email and things that I sent. But my main concern is just that it seems to me that every time we turn around, the costs just go up and up and up, and we're just going to price ourselves out of existence. And frankly, I think there will be voter backlash on this once they understand how does it affects their tax bill. We won't be able to take monthly payments. We'll have to do weekly payments at that point. I'm joking about that. But it isn't a single issue other than it's a common trend, that especially these things being done in closed session. There's no transparency, and I don't understand how they can just get away with this apparently indefinitely, right? With like, is there a plan? I don't think anybody here can tell me that anyway, but is there a plan for when they will divulge all this and put things on the table? And without that, I mean, frankly, this is a real concern, right? And I can think that, I mean, for small townships like us, this could be, forget road construction, we won't do that at all because we won't have any money. But, and it's unconscionable to me that they can get away with this. It really is. That's my big concern. Of course, it's about the specific cost, but it's more about the generality of all this being done in secret, right? And how they get off doing that. I mean, that's just not right. So,
I mean, there have been some discussions, and I know it's going beyond here, but since you brought up a new business about downsizing, I think that came out of the meeting on Saturday as well.
Okay.
And I don't know if Councillor Haskin in particular talked about that, I think. And I don't know whether that's in their plans now or what's going on. We'll maybe find more after the 11th, but that's certainly something we could send forward to them, that considerations.
Sure.
I mean, we're part of the board, certainly, with that agreement, but there's nothing to say that we can't voice our opinions at a meeting. And I think what you need is a council support to send to that committee and say that Carling's done it. But all they did was just we asked for a public meeting. And I think we have to be a little more specific maybe with what you're saying and see if they can get some answers. But I think, too, council has to consider our situation that you say with the unknowns here and the costs perhaps, and do we come up with a resolution, a suggestion of what we're thinking of doing, something to get some action or reaction to get things moving. My feeling being on the board the whole time was that there was information that certain people knew, but other people, including myself, didn't. And sitting as a board member making decisions, I would have liked to have known what those discussions were that took place. And because when they get to the actual voting, and there don't seem to be very many questions, and that makes me a little suspicious that why are there no questions? Has something been decided already or discussed beforehand? And not everybody's in the loop, unfortunately. And so you're saying there are two more things in the open.
Well, I think here, personally speaking, regardless of whether it's the pool or anything else, that if we're going to do this, even as a council ourselves, then there has to be a plan for when are we going to divulge this in its entirety, right? And I'm not saying that's easy to do or prejudge in advance. I don't think it is at all. But by the same token, to have no plan to ever share and to just continually do things enclosed infuriates the hell out of me, right? And you can tell I'm not good at biting my tongue in those situations, but... And maybe they do, but they don't want to tell us. But again, that's just about as bad as not having one in the first place. I don't understand how they could just do this and spend other people's money without any transparency, without any accountability for it. This is just like, I can spend money. I can expand it to 6 lanes. And those types of decisions, who supports that? Right, and again, I know from letters from Robin Plum and others that, I mean, there's lots of other issues that they seem to know a hell of a lot more about than I do. But yeah, I have all those concerns. I mean, how long are they going to get away with this? Right.
Well, I think they'll get away with it until somebody questions them.
But do we even have an opportunity to do it?
I think we have to be the ones to start the questioning, because my understanding also is from that meeting that we had on Saturday, is this is not just the money we had to put up front, the money that we have to put annually, but if they decide to put a ball field somewhere, we're responsible for that. If they decide in the future, anything they want to do in the future, we're going to be responsible to pay them. We have no say.
Yeah.
We have no say. Well, we have one vote, and it doesn't matter if everybody... votes with us against it, as long as Perry Sound and Seguin vote for it, they have 6 votes.
Same,
they each have 3 votes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. And if it's a tie, we still lose. So there's no win. There's absolutely no win. Even if we get all of the other municipalities except for Perry Sound and Seguin on board, we still don't win. We still lose. So there's something wrong. There's something dirty here. And, I mean, if there's nothing dirty, then why don't you tell everybody what's going on? What are you hiding? You must be hiding something if you're afraid to bring it out, let the public know what's going on.
Yeah. You're spending my money, so why the hell am I not entitled to know about it?
That's right. And a good point that you made there, David, is when... when there's motions put out there, resolutions, there's never a question. Look at when we do a motion or something, there's always questions about something.
Sure.
It's never. It's all in favor, who against, passed.
Mm.
It's just going through the motions.
Well, what we can do as well, I brought this in from what Whitestone did. Now, that was a couple of years ago. They took the plan of setting up... rather than doing a referendum as such, they set up a separate email address that people could write in. That came up at our Saturday meeting, by the way. They had 400 respondents,
okay.
And either for or against. They didn't even have all the information that we have available to us today. And that's something that could still be set up for the people in McKellar to get their views. It's just a question of whether we want to go that route. All they did was McKellar@whitestone.ca, or sorry, pool@whitestone.ca is getting later.
That would be an interesting email.
And the emails came in anonymously. Actually, we're starting to get them now after our Saturday meeting. So, and I'm forwarding those to the clerk as they come in so that it's kept on file here. And I'm just thinking to get a response from the people to see what they think going forward. That can certainly be adapted. I've already adapted it to fit our situation, but whether council supports sending something like that, it's after the fact because we've already signed the agreement, but at least it would give us the residents' opinion before we go forward with anything that we attempt to do. If we're trying to question them on what they're doing, you mentioned the 6 lanes as opposed to 4, we need to know, what do our residents think? We're still a municipality representing the residents. The trouble is, as soon as you go onto that board, that's the hat you're wearing. You're a board member now. You're not a municipal councillor. And that concerns me, that we've been told.
That's called co-opting people, which is exactly what that is, like to a T. If you look that up in the dictionary, you'd see a picture of this. So,
So that's a concern.
Seen this, or you want to see it?
I do think we need some direction on this. It's such a large, as I said at the Saturday meeting, it's the biggest project we've ever undertaken because it's ongoing. We don't even know the cost, as you said. So if we could even have that up front, it's a rough idea because, as you say, some people are throwing around astronomical costs. If that's the reality, and we haven't been told it isn't, we don't have any facts, then it's a little frightening for, can we continue to support it on the budget that we have. So there are concerns, and if we don't speak up, like you say, through downsizing or whatever, then it'll just continue. And we'll have it passed, as I said, by, as Councillor Zulak said, by a majority vote. So the concept may be good, but I think we need some figures soon. Very soon, if we're talk budgeting, we have to. Can we afford it? The scale that it's being suggested, because the way I see it right now, some of the things that the Citizen Advisory Committee was looking for, they're being incorporated. I don't know whether our ratepayers, again, it's the same sort of thing. Whitestone had a response, we didn't while all this was going on. We may never get a response, but at least they can't be, say that they're never given the opportunity to voice their opinions. Some thought that meeting on Saturday was a good turnout, some thought it wasn't. So,
how many people were there in person?
I think 20-some, somebody said 23 or something.
Yeah, there's 26 in person and 19 in person.
Okay. But anyway, if you're interested in that, that can certainly be something we set up.
Yep.
I don't know. Councillor Haskin, you might have some thoughts. You were in from the initial. So whether you think this is too late for
really
this?
Like to see an announcement come from the board. Hopefully the steering committee. I know the steering committee is working on some stuff. And if it involves property, well, just like we go into closed session every 2 weeks to discuss property also, they have to also. And that's most likely what's happening. Hopefully they can get a decision to be made and something confirmed up, and maybe they can come forward and make a statement. I think some excitement might be generated from that. And I'm hoping they come forward with a statement at some point saying, well, the municipality's agreed to put in a certain amount of money. We know that's the top of the budget, and we will not be going over that. I think that's what the public and municipalities need to hear. And I can't see how they're going to go up and above. We already signed an agreement for a certain amount of money. We're not paying any more than that. So if anybody thinks that we're going to be paying more than that, I don't think it's right. We're the ones that write the check. We're not going to write a check for any more than what we agreed on. So,
but looking at the agreement that was signed, my concern is that you'll be billed for it, and then there's an interest rate of 2-something. It doesn't say a year or a month, but I assume it's a month. So that's my concern. I don't know how you interpret that agreement that was signed, but it looks to me like if it's a majority vote, the way you need all the municipalities voting, and they don't say that it's a weighted vote, they just say municipalities, is if somebody wants to leave the agreement, leave the board. But it looks to me like you say you set a maximum, But if the majority agree to increase that maximum and you don't pay your bill, what happens? That's my concern.
Right. They'd have to challenge us in the courts. We
right.
can say, that's all, that's the decision we made. That's what the council, they thought they could afford. You're now going to start shoving these other costs on us? No, we're not going to pay it, and you can take us to court if you want.
Well, courts aren't cheap either, though.
It's not, but they'll spend a lot of money trying to pry the money out of us. We just got to stick by our guns. I think it's more than generous, the amount of money we allowed for the capital. They know what their upper limit is. And, you know, I think all municipalities feel that same way. I don't think they're going to all of a sudden say, oh, $32 million, no, we're going to spend $47 million. No, you're not.
Well, I'd like to believe you, but I've been at board meetings. And there hasn't been that overall feeling that, yeah, this is it, which is as far as we're going. Now, maybe Ina can speak to it. The six lane went over quite well. I was the only one who voted against it. So I'm saying what you're saying is, you know, that there might be municipalities similar views to ours. I haven't been shown that yet. And we have 1/12 of a vote. So that's what concerns me.
That, yeah, there could be a couple out there that maybe think they want to throw more money at it, maybe, but that's...
Well, they don't seem
incredibly hard to believe, but...
Well, I guess we don't know until a statement comes out. You know, this, the $32 million project, for them now to come out and say more, I think the public will not like it, and the municipalities, I think most of the municipalities won't like it, and I think they should all try to do their best to pull out of the agreement and have the whole project canceled. It's not affordable. Simple as that.
Well, what they're relying on is fundraising, which concerns me. There's no guarantee of fundraising.
Yeah, they've managed to raise $34,000 so far.
Well, they've talked about the for the extra two lanes, you know, at being $2 million or whatever
yeah.
it was, $1.9 million, I think it was, and that would be raised through fundraising. It wouldn't go back to the taxpayers, to the municipalities. But that's just the start.
Do I not recall the fundraising committee saying $5 million by September?
Right. Yeah, that was original.
But I think not all the excuses well. They need to have a site.
Right.
Then they'll be able to get more funds.
And a design.
Once they have a site and a design, then people are more apt to put into it.
Where the hell are you getting money like that in this municipality or in this region?
It's like the hospital. Build it and they will come. Mm.
Except people have to go to the hospital.
$80 million. Build this hospital and they will come. Do you see them all here? Now it's, you know, you need to have the pool to get the doctors here. What next?
Frankly, I think we've been sold a bill of goods pretty much all along the way. And I have some suspicions that I shouldn't say in a public meeting. But anyway, so.
It's nothing we're not thinking.
Councillor Keckman, you started all of this. I think the impression I get of you, you're still on the committee for now, as the alternate, for the meeting on October the 11th anyway, just to, you can have the insight then, and you go into the private session, as Councillor Zulak said, so be an eye-opener.
I would like you to be there for the meeting on the 11th.
Okay, well, it looks like I'll be the alternate, so.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I've got a suit
maybe
of armor you could take with
around.
You. So.
Well, I guess I'm not saying anything. I'm just zooming in.
No, you just
zoom in.
No, actually, too, the public gets the access if they advertise it. But so anybody can watch the Zoom meeting. They can't participate, but they can watch it for the open session, and then you go into close. But I don't know how many have been watching it. It's, the trouble with YouTube, maybe Carly can confirm this. It's not like a Zoom, really. YouTube, you don't know who's watching.
That's true.
If you're just on YouTube, and say I joined a YouTube presentation, yeah, nobody would know that I was on there.
Is it live streamed over YouTube?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't think they would notice.
No, but a Zoom, you've got an actual record.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how many watch the pool meetings, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. But on the... When you zoom in, like you'll be on the minutes, you know, as
yeah.
the alternate.
Right, yes, I've seen that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. It's the same as on the steering committee, I have to attend, but I don't have a voice in anything.
No, you're chair. He speaks on behalf of the committee, I guess, Clayton Harris.
Yeah, I'm just there.
Just open your wallet and give us your money, but shut up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sit there and smile and look like you liked it.
Mm.
Committee comments? Anybody attend?
I have.
Okay.
Library board on the 25th of September. As usual, the board is looking for new members, and we are changing our meeting times on a trial basis so that maybe individuals that have commitments during the day and may be interested in joining or just attending a library board meeting would have the opportunity to do so. The new hours on a trial basis will be October the 30th at 7 p.m. and that will be in the library. And then November, and no meeting in December, January, February, March. It'll be from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., the last Mondays of the month, by Zoom and in person, and it'll be held in the council chambers. So if anybody wanted to come, they could come.
The council chambers?
Yeah.
Not the library?
No, not the library. It'll be in the council chambers. And I
approved?
I booked that.
Oh!
Did you sign a rental agreement?
Do you have to move things?
No.
Sorry.
Right? And I already confirmed that with Mary, so she's marked us in.
Oh, okay. So we don't need a council resolution for the library. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, you don't need it. You don't do it for the environmental committee.
True.
It's a committee, right?
You meet here. I thought you met through Zoom.
No, and they still.
We do. I mean, frankly, it's me and Tony Best that come here in person because there's still this notion that people might show up for a meeting,
yes,
like the general public. So far, I could be wrong, but I don't think that's happened during my tenure on the committee. So,
so any committees are okay. It's just special events. Is that how it's,
yes,
as far as using this?
Committees,
okay,
are right.
Yeah, and I've always asked if,
yeah,
that was okay. I didn't fill in a form or anything,
mm-hmm,
but I mean, there's two of us sitting there, and still.
Yeah. Well, I didn't fill a form either. I just,
no,
booked,
yeah,
it with Mary to make,
yes,
sure that there was going to be nobody else,
right,
who were using,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was the main thing, to make sure nobody else had,
mm-hmm,
booked it.
Now, those meeting nights, is the library open during your meeting, or is it?
No, it's not open on Monday night.
Okay.
Because it's the last Monday of the month. Okay. And okay, then over the summer, the library hosted 143 children for over 9 different events, which was a great turnover.
Mm.
They had the first toddler time is scheduled for the last Tuesday of every month, depending on interest, and it's from 12 to 12:30, and there's no registration. Starting October the 24th at 2:30 is Learn to Create Delicious Meals on a Budget with James McMurdo. November the 14th, Evergreen Candle Centerpiece Workshop, 4:30 to 5:30, $40. The library is applying for a grant called the Commonwealth Leaf Initiative, and they are looking for community support as part of their application. And if you go to the Leaf Initiative on the website, it will provide you on how to give a comment, because apparently the number of comments that you get from the public goes into the grant, you know, and it might help the grant get passed.
So is that advertised somewhere that people know about that?
I'm doing it now.
Oh, well, okay.
And it's going to be on the library website.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So library website, like I know that they have they still have the same one that they've had over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Or okay, so there is a place there that the public can go in and do comments. Or?
No, you have to
access.
Go, yeah, you have to go to. It's called the Commonwealth Leaf Initiative.
Okay.
And
so there's
then
a
if
link
you
in
go
there.
On, yeah, if you go on to the Commonwealth Leaf Initiative, then it will have prompt you to different things, and you can go on there and it'll say comment and, you know, put something in. And that needs to be done by the 17th of November. And the announcement of who gets the grant is December the 1st by phone. And a lot of that renovations and that they're doing in there is for this grant. So also a letter of support from council would be appreciated, and I think you already did that, did you, Anna?
Yeah, we did one. Mary did it up. She met with Lynn to find out just exactly what all the details were so that she could form a really good letter. She did a great letter.
Okay. And the deadline for the grant is October the 10th. So we're trying to get all of this stuff in.
So the comments can come out.
Yeah, the comments can come out up until the 17th for the comments. That's it for the library. Belvedere Heights, 27th of September. It's just a, something cheery. Instead of the same old, dull, you know, terrible things that's going on with Life Lease and everything else. But this here is about the voice of the resident, Betty Jo Peltmacki. The residents were able to go on 4 trips this summer on the Island Queen, which was great since COVID, you know, people haven't been able to go too far. The car club came right to the front door, and the residents were able to see all the old cars and really enjoyed that. Among
they
some
probably
other,
had them when they were new.
Another thing that was I found was cute was among some other activities, they have a shuffleboard, right, which they coat with olive oil, which makes for a better game. And they have a favorite resident there, and it's a cat called Leo DiCaprio, who's really involved in a lot of the games that are going on. The cat's in a lot of the pictures, and the residents are really enjoying the cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, investing in Canada's infrastructure is a $360,000 capital grant, which was approved, and it will be used for the HVAC system, improving the air quality of the building. Waiting to find out if they pay first and then receive the funding or the other way around. The units are more efficient, and it comes with software, and it will cover all areas of the property, the whole building. Annual general meeting of Belvedere will be held on Thursday, November the 2nd at 7 p.m.
Will that be advertised?
Yes.
Where?
I'm telling you. In the Fireside Lounge in person. And also they're working on a hybrid. It will be advertised by social media and the Moose Radio, Belvedere website, and will be forwarded to the for the municipal website. And there was a meeting with the CAOs and clerks regarding the long-term solution for Life Lease units, which they will take back to their councils, right? You've had that meeting.
Yep.
The board received resignation of the chair, Art Coles. Pam Wing is now of Carling is now elected to the chair for the remaining term. Joe Bolesky from Perry Sound will be taking Art Cole's spot on the finance committee, and Gail Finson will be taking Art Cole's spot on the board of management. She's from Seguin. Another interesting point was that agency staffing was always really quite extreme. In July 2022, it was 149,000 for agency staffing, and now July 23, it was 27,000. Yeah, it's really gone down. August 22 was 198,000, and August 23, it's down to 24,000.
So how does that work? They've got regular staff now? Or?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
People are placing. And the long-term care, there has been no response from the ministry, and it has been in limbo for 2 years, you know, that. So all the players need to be updated on the Life Lease and the Campus of Care, so that is something that's going to be upcoming.
Well, hopefully it's true what you say about advertised on their website, because Belvedere site doesn't have an awful lot.
I know, and I brought that up, and I just looked on there, and now they have the minutes on there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the minutes are on there, because there wasn't minutes on there up until from 22,
right, 22
back there. But they have posted the minutes. I asked them to post the minutes and also to forward them to the townships, to the municipalities. And also the meetings, the agenda is now being forwarded to the municipalities, and they're supposed to have the Zoom link for the public on there, but apparently it was difficult to get. So I'm going to ask Nicole Murphy if she could do like we have here and have like the agenda and then the Zoom link right on the top of the page for the municipalities. Because actually there was a couple people that did Zoom in on the last meeting. so.
Yeah, apparently I did, and it was a closed part portion of it. Nobody told me, so they kicked me back out again.
But they put a black mark beside your name.
Yeah,
no,
that's right.
And that's all I
watch
have
for this guy.
Oh, we've heard of him.
That's it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Other committees? Or?
At Peary Seminary Planning Board, had four applications. They all went forward. So everything's going good there. 150 committee. I don't know if I had it since our last council meeting, but I can't wait till 2024. That would be really nice because I got lots going on. So events have been a good turnout at the events. I had a rec meeting, and it's kind of funny because it was brought up at the rec meeting about appointments to committees, and and somebody said, suggested that, well, does a committee not to get to see who is actually being appointed to the committee for, like, comment or whatever? And that's kind of funny because that's the way it used to be years ago. It would be sent to a committee first, okay, we have this person applying, and to see if there's any concerns or comments from the committee. So it just happened to be brought up, and they weren't even aware of what looked like was going to be an appointment to the rec committee, which wasn't. But I'm just wondering, is that something that we should be doing, or do we...
Well, I have a little concern about that, because then you end up everybody else similar minds sometimes. These are the people we want on here, rather than getting a cross-section of the population, somebody who might want to go on there, but if they don't fit, you know, expectations, and they're not chosen. So I'm a little worried about committees choosing other committee members. I still think it should be out to the public at large. I mean, we ran into that certainly years back, too. We had a committee to raise funds, and I forget what they actually called it. We had to, because the municipality couldn't do it, the rec couldn't do it, so we had to form our own committee. And somebody came on there negative the whole time. Don't like this, don't like it. But at least, you know, that person was voicing an opinion. And we never said, no, you can't sit on the committee. And it gave us another viewpoint, certainly, and this person had reasons why we shouldn't be doing it. So I'm just thinking that if committees decide who's going to be on the committee, it might become a little insular. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't. I just thought I'd bring it up, but I don't think they care of a decision one way or the other. It was just brought up in conversation. Mm-hmm. I thought, yeah, that's funny. They did always go to the committees prior to the appointment by council. So other than that, I really don't have a preference either way. So other things there, discuss Halloween, the trick or trunk, which happens on the Saturday before Halloween. We tried it out that way last year, and it was a great success. So that way kids actually get to go trick-or-treating two nights instead of one. So they really liked it.
Their dentists love it.
So yeah, but a really good turnout where people could drive right in and circle back out. And we're looking at even having more, allowing more people to come in to give out treats here if they want, kind of thing. So it should be exciting. And started talking about a Christmas event, and of course other winter programs have started up, walking program, badminton started up, and pickleball is going to be moving indoors shortly. So, everything recreational-wise is going along good.
So pickleball is coming into the council chambers, is it?
Could play good.
Right on top of the table.
Right? Yeah.
And you can bounce your shots off the TV if you want.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. So you're saying you're waiting for this year to get over, but you have to celebrate 151st, right? So start all over again.
Yeah.
Okay, any others? I just had a question, I guess, and maybe Ina Carley for Remembrance Day. I'm not sure what's going on, whether we should be organizing something through the Legion. Usually it's the Sunday before, because this time the Remembrance Day is on Saturday, and certainly the Legion can't be here on Remembrance Day. So I'm wondering what date is out there. November 5th would be the time, but then some people complain, too, that that's a week before Remembrance Day, and... I don't know whether you get the turnout or not, but it's a matter of getting the Legion, because without them, you really don't have the proper... But I'm wondering if it could be checked with the... I don't know whether Bill Church is still in charge.
Yeah. Bill is not the person in charge, but he's the one, if you want to get correct information,
right.
He's the one you go to. And I'll get Mary usually handles most of it on this end here. I guess because she could work hand in hand with her dad on it as well.
Yeah.
But I know that it usually is the Sunday before, so
yeah.
I'll ask Mary to check with her dad.
Yeah, just to get confirmed, because we'll have to get the caterers and everything and so on.
Yeah.
Because I believe last year it was left to last minute, and Mary really didn't have a clue of what she was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter, you know, left it. And so there was kind of a kerfuffle
mm-hmm.
getting the caterers. Caterers.
Okay.
Resolution 23-641, moved by Councillor Husband, second by Councillor Ryan, be resolved Council of Corporation Township of Kelly hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you want to pull from there? In particular, 25-10. I think we should respond to that tonight. I asked all councillors to come up with their top numbers. It's interesting the way the government's doing it, but the asterisks indicate that they've already incorporated that in their bill, what they're proposing, so whether you approve or disapprove, or whether it hits your top five list, I don't think it'll matter much. I put this out to council, it came to head of council, but I wanted it to go to all of council, so we could come up with hopefully some numbers we could agree on. And I also just recently received the AMO comments on that. They pretty well said, you know, we support most of them. There's a couple we can't agree with, but generally they're in favor of most of them. And the thing is, with most of these, they apply to the urban environment, not so much us, and it said that right in the accompanying letter. But there is the form. And I guess what we'll try to do here, if we can't settle on five numbers to send in, then that's fine. I think what we'll do, maybe just start with Councillor Haskin could give his five, top five if he wants, and see if we get any duplicates. Let's hope we do, so that we can put those on the list.
Well, it's kind of funny, because my top five, you'd almost think I didn't do my reading or something, but I did go through them all. And 1, 2, 3, and 4, are they the ones that are actually being implemented already?
Is if they have an asterisk, I think they probably are. I'm not sure if that shows up on these or not. Yeah, they do. One does.
Yeah. I don't know
two,
what number
dozen.
Four, though, Morty.
Well, three doesn't.
Oh, yeah, three does, yeah. But not four. Okay. Well, I probably wasn't in favor of them anyway, but actually the ones I came up with was five, and that's commercial properties could switch over to residential. Is a possibility to try to get more housing. You know, you got a building there, could be transferred into a... So I was thinking five, and also number six, allowing secondary suites and garden suites, kind of idea. And seven, multi-tenant housing, so allow people to rent rooms out in their dwelling, which these three things to me, in a way, why would they have ever been restrictions in the first place? It's where just bylaws keep coming in, restrict people what they can do on their property. Like a lot of this should have never been in place in the first place. So no wonder we got a shortage in housing.
Okay, well, maybe just to confirm here, you say 5, 6, and 7. Are
yeah.
you going by the left-hand side, or?
It's the very left, the gray column.
They got
the gray column.
Okay. The gray column, okay.
Yeah.
That's for the way the ministry is going to look at. First column for ministry use, it says. So I'm not sure how they want these recorded. Does it really say?
No, please identify the top five HATF recommendations that you support and the rationale.
So it's hard to know whether it's 5, 6, 7 or 6, 7, 8. What number should we go by? We should confirm, I guess, when we send it in to them. I'm almost thinking we probably should go to the right hand. Oh, they say 74 of them. So we almost have to use the ministry's use.
Yeah.
Which you did.
Right, yeah. So
we'll just take the gray areas in. Okay. Then.
Okay. So 5, 6, 7 to me seem good, and then number 8 I'd circle also. That's what encourage development near schools. That really doesn't affect us, but it only seems to make sense. Try to look at properties near schools, and then number 9, zoning up to an unlimited height and unlimited density in the immediate proximity of individual major transit stations. So really that has, which makes, yeah, near transit stations in your urban areas, try to get the dwellings near them for transportation. It doesn't really affect us, but out of all the reading, that's the ones that seem to make sense. Now, I did put a circle around 24, maybe thinking, well, that's something to consider. Reducing timelines for reviewing, like, site plans, minor variances, and provincial reviews and that. Reduced timelines. And 27, simplify planning legislation and policy documents. We're policied and planned to death. So, yeah, try to simplify some of those documents. But anyways, my top five, without going on further, I got others circled back here, but was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's would be my first picks, but I've got others circled, which might match up to somebody else.
I guess from our perspective, since it's McKellar, we probably should be focusing on what something would be applicable to us.
Okay.
Because you mentioned the high rise and that sort of thing, the heights, obviously that would be a concern we mentioned with fire departments and that sort of thing here. So I'm thinking if we can limit, and even the accompanying letter did say that not everything's going to apply to your municipality. So I think they want us to focus, if I read it correctly, on our actual township.
Okay.
What we could implement. And so that's why I think like 27 makes all kinds of sense, because that's right across the board. That's anybody.
Yeah, so eliminate my 8 and 9 then, because that was schools and
that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay, so throw me in the 24, which was... Oh, no.
Like timelines of each day.
Oh, yeah, the timelines.
Yeah.
And 27 was simplify the planning legislation and policy documents.
Yeah.
So that could be my top five.
Okay, so I've got 5, 6, 7, 24, and 27.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's hope we hit some duplicates here so that we won't be here all night. Who's going next?
I've got Mike.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
There's well,
keep it to five if you can.
Yeah, so anyways... I had, from what I had read there, 1 and 2, 3A, 5, 12A, and B. But I think most of those are already implemented. They do have the asterisk beside them. I don't know if, we would put those down, just, reaffirming that we agree with those policy decisions that they have.
I'm sure they're awaiting our comments.
Well, okay, so we could. So, anyways, I'm not sure if we want to reaffirm what they're saying.
Yeah, it can't hurt. I mean, it just we'll try to keep it to five if we can, so that. Right.
I do like increasing as of right uses in most of the situations, so that there's less restrictions on what allowable uses are.
So you'd go with 5, 6, 7 then, too?
Yes. Yeah. So
okay.
It is there.
Those look like your
secondary suites.
Ones that people are looking at.
And there was another as-of-right use that talked about increasing recommendation 1 and 2. So recommendation 3 through 11 address how Ontario can quickly create more housing supply by allowing more housing in more locations as of right without the need for municipal approval and make better use of transportation investments. But there was other things. And 27, that one.
Saying yes to that one. Good.
turn, but I put in a good remark for number 53, because it could help the college here in Perry Sound improve funding for colleges, trade schools, and that. So, yeah, that would help us here in Perry Sound, because that got us what a lot of support workers, you know, they train them. So if we get more funding and get people in there for the carpentry program, which they've done the carpentry program there.
So 53?
Yeah, I would put, I already did my numbers, I guess.
53 and 54?
Yeah.
They're both similar?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, those look like keepers? I had those too, 53, 54.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. You get a little,
27, I had that. No, I'm not next on the list, I'm just trying to speed this up a bit.
Just So, Mike, I have you for 5, 6, 7, and 27.
27, and then 53,
and
54.
53, that's 6. You don't get 6.
That's it, yeah.
So,
set them off there, man.
Permanent parts. So then we can get rid of, oh, that's, okay, 5, 6, yeah. Oh, 24 is already. Did you have 24 down?
No.
Okay, 27. 5, 6, 7, 27. All right, well, we'll see what. Go with those and do, we'll eliminate something.
We'll eliminate it as it goes around. Okay. I've got three of your numbers, David.
Yeah.
We'll take two of the other two.
I'm going to take out the whole reference to Crown Land because it's really nothing to do with us.
Yeah, we don't want our Crown Land being sold off.
I had 26. That was neither here nor there. I like the others that are already there. And 53, 54. Yeah, I just had a couple of them. I had 65 as well, but that would be my five probably. Can you get the others?
I've got 27, 53, 54, 65.
Did you have 26?
Nope. No. 26.
Yeah.
Okay. Debbie?
5, 6, 7, 53, and 54.
Good. Those look like keepers. I think we're done.
See, guys, that's how it's
Sorry, Councilor Ryan.
Apparently you voted for me, so I don't need to say anything, but... I had 6 and 7. I didn't have 5 on the basis that at least in McKellar, do we even have commercial properties?
No, we've got quite a few that are zoned commercial, not being used commercially.
Okay. Well, on that basis, then I'm fine with 5 as well. Where was I? Okay.
Well, actually, so 6, because it's already implemented with the asterisk, if we wanted to take that one.
That's true. It's got the asterisk for sure. So you're right.
It's already being implemented province-wide.
Nightmare Brian here now.
See why I have colored pens. Okay, so I'm taking 6 out, so I need...
So now I'm good. I balanced out there.
You're balanced out.
Now, if you're going to say that, the same also applies to number 53, which has an asterisk at the end, too.
Right. So
I know a number of us have had that in there. So.
Now you're short on
it. We'll keep 53 in. It's asterisk.
Yeah.
With or without. I mean, it does confirm what they're doing. So.
Okay, with 6 out, Debbie, I just need one more from you.
She gave you 5. Oh, okay.
She's going to take 6 out?
Don't want 6.
24.
Oh, we are doing some asterisks, so we don't have to take 6 out.
Okay, then leave it.
Okay, then I'm leaving it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you got one too many.
Okay.
It's all right. We'll wait and see how the rest goes.
Yeah.
I've got 3 from Nick. I've got 5, 6, and 7.
Okay. I had 53 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it does have an asterisk.
And 65, although I notice here it says affordable housing. I thought that the province had changed their words for this to attainable housing. Isn't that, I mean,
yeah.
Or is there something different in those two things? I don't know. I'm not sure that I ever understood what attainable was other than it was the new word for affordable. But I don't know that. That's just kind of what I surmised. But
that would be good for them to define it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and or if that's the word we're going to use, like, pick a word and stick to it. I don't have a problem with any word you want to use. Just pick it, right?
Yeah.
So
I think they're two different definitions.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. Affordable is affordable housing for what's administered through DSAB, whereas attainable is 30% of your net income.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't exceed your housing costs.
That's right.
Okay. But they don't use the word attainable in here that I've seen.
No,
anyway.
So they are talking affordable housing.
Okay. Okay. So I've given you five, Ina? Is that
mm-hmm.
true? Okay. I did like the 12-story wooden buildings, though.
Oh.
Whoa.
First of all, where do you get the lumber for that anyway? But
in it, Ridge, though, for the storage. That was a big question on that was going to be wood or whether it was going to be metal, that building. They built it all out of wood, didn't they? For the Ridge Workshop, right along Camp Road? I think.
The shop?
Yes.
So mostly metal.
I thought it was wood.
It was metal.
Was it metal? Okay.
So
it was some building anyway that they decided to build mostly wood. But
no, that one's metal.
That's metal? Okay.
There was some building that Ted Knight was pushing and it was all wood.
Yeah.
I just built a strong wooden structure about 12 stories high.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
doesn't sound right.
And even if it started that way, what about 10 years later? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, as it dries and warps and twists.
And it rotted. And
yeah.
Right. Presumably you built it out of LDL and stuff, but even so.
It's a carpenter ant start.
Exactly. Before you know it, you're down to 11, then 10. Every year you can update the number of floors you got.
I know. I'm so surprised when I seen that. It's like, what? That sounds desperate.
Okay, so we have 4 number 5s, 4 number 6, 4 number 7, 4 number 53, 3 pick number 54, 3 pick number 27, 2 for 65, and 1 for 24.
Sounds like the top one's on your list there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
You can leave it at the top.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the second part of that chart, because, I mean, I don't know whether you want to, just from the discussion we had here now, but you want to put in comments or not.
Okay.
They're all over the map, so maybe the numbers will suffice.
Yeah, I'm just going to put them in here in pencil for tonight. And then
then listen to the recording and see what comments everybody made.
Okay, so the top 5 we've got are number 5, number 6, number 7, number 53, and number 54.
Yep. So anything else on that list
like
you wish to speak to? Okay, final question then, all those in favor? None opposed?
I just wanted to, on the list, that 25.9.
Yeah.
So are we setting up a file with all of these rental queries? Or complaints?
Probably a good idea. And then we'll have to certainly talk to the bylaw enforcement to see what his action plan might be, because we haven't really talked to him yet and what he might be thinking. We did with the previous bylaw certainly try it. Increase the surveillance for the things that we can control, the noise, the fire. We can't do much with the septic, but just things that under control. And maybe, as I say, we should sit down. It's good to keep a record, certainly, of these people who send these in, and then talk to him and see if he has any solutions as well. That meeting on Friday, there are some things that came out of that. We could certainly talk about it. I know you're in favor of licensing, so...
No, I'm not.
That's why I said it.
I thought I made that clear.
Very. So those are things we have to discuss, and I think part of that would be to sit down with the bylaw enforcement, but also to pull in what the planner at that meeting had said, the different options. And he used Tiny Township, but that's the one he was involved in,
mm-hmm.
and certainly had some details, and we could look up what their, maybe somebody has already, look up what their bylaw looks like and mm-hmm. see if that can be enforced. But I'm thinking, too, that... you mentioned already having to change our official plan, and this might be the year, as suggested, that we get everything in place. With the way the government's going now, it might be the best time to update our official plan and the zoning. I don't know which planner yet we return to, but this seemed to be, a whole shift in the province with what they want to see in official plans and zoning. So I'm thinking might be an opportune time, in which case we could talk short-term rental within the official plan as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we need to...
Keep a file, anyway, yeah.
Keep a file, and I think we need to start having talks about, you know, how
yep.
we're going to handle it.
Yeah. Well, as I say, hopefully the bylaw enforcement officer can get his feet wet a little bit, and not that I want him to have to respond to calls, but he might have some ideas, too, for us. Mm-hmm.
He has picked up all of Chris's files that he had, and I know even with Gary Joyce, he kept records of short-term rentals that he responded to, so there will be quite a lengthy list already. Tom was in last Friday and did spend some time with Chris, just going over a lot of stuff that, you know, what should I be responding to, what should I not be responding to. Coincidentally, on Saturday, I'm sitting on a TTC bus and I get a text message from Tom, and he says, I picked up a dog that was running on the highway. What should I do with it? He goes, where can I take it? We don't have enforcement.
Home.
So that's, I guess you got a dog.
Like in the Keller Highway?
Yeah. He said, I didn't want to see it get hit, so I picked it up. So he goes, can we drop it off in Perry Sound? No, we told you we don't have animal control. So
that's where Facebook could be a good tool.
Well, I saw some on Facebook already.
And
yeah.
You know what? That's, I told him. I said, put it on Facebook, even if you call a radio station, things like that, and let people know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just had the dog in his barn because he didn't, you know, put it back where you got it. You can't, you know. What you're supposed to do.
The dog
know.
Might have been just going to visit a neighbor and just wrecked its life for a day.
Exactly.
Without a leash.
Yeah.
Although there are no dogs out without leashes.
Yeah.
I can vaguely recall that in a similar situation where there was correspondence, I don't remember, that we had asked you to correspond back to the person that wrote the letter and at least mention that we do enforcement through like noise bylaws,
yeah.
fire bylaws,
yes.
and those types of things.
Yes.
So I would like to think we would do this and or
yeah.
even say that we'll keep this on
yeah.
file in
oh,
our
definitely.
Short-term rental.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Right?
Yep.
So,
so they know that we've seen it.
No, there
yep.
was a third bylaw that we
yep.
were using at that too, but I couldn't remember what the third one was.
Mm-hmm.
So noise and fires, but...
Noise, fireworks.
Could work.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to enforce it,
yeah.
mm. you need certain...
Trespassing. Right? Coming onto your property?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Criminal.
Okay.
That's criminal code.
Criminal?
That might be a little tougher. I don't know. But we could do that one.
Well, and or that we could encourage this person, which I noticed he signed as Sir John E. John A. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. I'm interested about the Sir, but I mean, notwithstanding that he could raise, you know, those issues with the bylaw enforcement officer at phone number XYZ, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And at least that he knows that we're not just ignoring him and saying, too bad. So,
mm-hmm.
yep. right. Anybody know who this gentleman is?
I assume he was knighted by the queen or the king.
I spoke to him in person at the office, but I didn't ask about the title.
And it's very almost presumptuous to even put that in there, even if you are a knight. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say that, but it just seems.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out where Swan Lake is. Yes, I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Hardly used to the new names.
Yeah.
Well, does it say Swan Lake?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Swan Lake.
Sure.
It's Swan
Boulevard.
Swan Boulevard.
Yeah. I'm sure it's at Lake.
I just assumed it was Swan Boulevard.
Oh.
I didn't even notice it said Swan Lake.
That's what it said.
That.
Yeah, it was the former Swan.
Yeah.
Lake turned to Swan, didn't it?
But that's
yeah.
what he called it, Swan, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. See if you're trying to find it here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the Kodiak, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so all questions, all those in favor? None opposed, Gary? Question, comment, period related to items on the agenda from the public. Anybody on Zoom still? Questions? Going once, going twice. And resolution 23-642, moved by Councilor Zudok, second by Councilor Keckman, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-70. Being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of council the first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed with open council this third day of October 2023. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-643. Moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar during this meeting at
10:00.
10 p.m. to meet again on October 13th, 2023 for a special closed meeting with KPMG to discuss the results of the forensic audit or at the call of the mayor. Call the question, all those in favor?
And what was the time on that?
10:00.
Meeting?
Oh, that October 13th, sorry.
Yeah.
I think it's 2:00.
2:00.
2:00.
Gary?
Are we going to add?
Yeah, I think we probably should. Well, talk
okay.
to them already, I guess, what he wants.
What was it we were going
to meet earlier for the human resources?
Even an hour might accomplish a couple that we want to meet.
Okay, meet at 1 then?
1 and
okay,
2.
At 1.
So,
okay.
1:00 on that day.
Meeting's adjourned.
Meeting's adjourned.